January the 29th, we have 11 games. We have it's a sad but unexpected, sad but expected update on Jalen Johnson, an update on Anthony Davis. A lot of stuff to talk about. Let's get into it. This is the Wednesday? It is Wednesday. The Wednesday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I do and say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume fantasy basketball content. We are also proudly part of the Old Man Squad Network. Go and check them out at Old Man Squad on Twitter, at Dan Bespris on Twitter, at Old Man Squad on Blue Sky. And I think they're on Instagram and stuff like that, but I'm too old for that stuff. So go and find them or message Dan if that's your jam. We do have 11 games to get through, but we have some injury updates. Jalen Johnson, so obviously he's been out for a weekish now, I think, with that shoulder injury. We saw it. It was pretty innocuous, which is never a good thing when a player reacts the way that he did. We talked about the fact that there's absolutely no way that they wouldn't have had scans done. They were probably hunting around for every second opinion that they could get to see if surgery could be avoided. And unfortunately, it appears as though that is not the case. So Jalen Johnson is done for the year. Torn labrum. It's rough. If you've got Jalen Johnson, I actually don't. I've got him in two dynasty leagues, I think, both of which I'm not really competitive in, so it doesn't bother me too much. But if you've got him in a redraft league, it's pretty rough. So he is done for the year. Who are we adding? Who are we picking up? Look, we've seen the last 2 to 3 weeks. We've seen what their roster looks like without Jalen Johnson. So I think we get a little bit more from Dyson Daniels. I was just on the Roto World show and we talked about, of course, Noah and I talked about Dyson Daniels. The fact that his rebound numbers have gone up the last little bit. So I think that is probably as a result of Jalen Johnson not being there. But he was rostered everywhere anyway. So there's nothing really to talk about there. Veet Krejci has been the obvious injury replacement here. Although he's not a direct replacement, I suppose, because we've got Larry Nance benefits, hypothetically anyway. Reese Shea probably does a little bit more. Hunter will need to do more. So I don't think, as we stand right now, there's no one that you have to go and add, because I think everyone has already been added. It just means that that Veet Krejci could have rest of season value now as opposed to the next 2 weeks. Larry Nance, I guess maybe Larry Nance is someone you could consider going to pick up, but we still haven't had a good look at what their rotation looks like with Clint Capela, Onyeka Okongwu, and Larry Nance. So if you want to take a flyer on him, you could do that. And if you have Jalen Johnson, you just have to drop him. Unless you're in a dynasty league or a keeper league and you just put him in your IR spot, but any other league. We move on. Anthony Davis, we also got an update from the Lakers. He is going to be reevaluated in a week. I think he's probably done till the All-Star break here. A week takes us through to, February the 6th or something, and I think games end probably on around the 13th. Let me just have a look. What have we got? Wednesday, Thursday. Yes. So Thursday the 13th are the last or the last games before we go on break. So we're looking at almost, well, basically 2 weeks. So the Lakers have probably got 5 games during that time. I just don't see them bringing him back for 2 games before the All-Star break. So prepare for an absence here. Also talked about this on the Roto World show. Who are we adding? It's a whole lot of nothing in Los Angeles, isn't it? Maybe Jackson Hayes. That's who I'm thinking of. Maybe it's Jackson Hayes, but he's not that inspiring. Maybe it's Koloko, Christian Koloko, but Raf actually made a good point that he is on a two-way contract and has already played 25 games. So, yeah, depends what, I guess, how they view that long-term. The alternative is that they do end up making a trade and bringing a center in, which Anthony Davis has gone on record as saying that he would be a fan of that. So maybe they do that. So it's probably Jackson Hayes followed by Koloko, but I wouldn't expect too much from either of them, to be fair. All right, let's get into the games very quickly. All right, first one. What a game to kick off our Wednesday night. Brooklyn at Charlotte. Brooklyn without Cam Johnson, Noah Clowney, Cam Thomas still. Ben Simmons is available to play, so that's a good thing. There will be streaming value here. Oh, I didn't yawn at all on the Roto World show. Maybe it's my show. There will be streaming value here, but who is it? Is it Tyrese Martin? Is it Jalen Wilson? Is it Zaire Williams? Is it Keon Johnson? Is it Tosan Ebwoma? Really don't know. Dayron Sharp is still my stash. I'd probably go with, I mean, Jalen Wilson tends to play the most of all of those guys. So I guess if you're looking for a safe floor in terms of opportunity, it's probably Jalen Wilson, then Keon Johnson. Ben Simmons can probably do the most in fewer minutes. So if he was dropped, give him a look. Obviously, we know what he's good at. We know what he's not good at. So if he fits your build, give him a look. For the Hornets, without Mark Williams, Josh Green, Cody Martin, and obviously Brandon Miller, Trey Mann, LaMelo Ball. So what a starting lineup we have here. Vasili Micic will probably start alongside Nick Smith, Josh Okogie, Miles Bridges, and Taj Gibson will probably start, but Musa Diabate is the center we want to target here. Especially if you need rebounds and defense, he doesn't score a lot, but we saw he can be valuable in those two categories if that's what you need. Bridges is going to have to do a lot. His percentages might look pretty ugly, but he will be firing up at will. Josh Okogie has been pretty good the last week, so I think he's probably an add at this point, as is Nick Smith. Micic, I guess he's probably an ad simply because he will be starting and they don't really have any other options. But I do think that if LaMelo's injury turns into anything serious, which I don't think it will at this point, it could be a 1 to 2 weeks, but I don't think it's season ending or anything like that. There could be a point where we get Isaiah Wong or KJ Simpson playing more minutes, but we're not there yet. So I wouldn't be too concerned with them right now. Detroit at Indiana. So a much more competitive game probably and both teams are relatively injury free. So not a ton to talk about here. For Detroit, Tim Hardaway, if he's been dropped and you need threes, give him a look. Asar Thompson, mentioned him in the last game. I picked him up coming off that strong game and he didn't do much in the last one. So hopefully he can do a bit more here. Tobias Harris, I mean, we'd like him to do anything. Hopefully, I think he's a drop. Maybe he changes my mind tonight. We will see. Malik Beasley, he's cooled off since that hot start, but still, I think, a must roster player. For the Pacers, Nembhard is questionable. If he is out, it's probably, it's probably Ben Shepherd that comes in and starts. They don't like to start TJ. they're not really going up against a ton of size here, so they're not. I don't think they would go with Obi Toppin and shift everyone down. So it's probably Ben Shepherd, could be Aaron Neesmith. They would be the two I think that we would consider as flyers tonight. But that's only if Nembhard is out. If Nembhard plays, I'm not worried about either of those guys. TJ is not really playing enough to be rostered. Streaming, sure, but 15 to 18 minutes is not enough for TJ. All right, let's have a look at a couple of questions quickly. We might chip away at them as we go through. Start up here. Joseph Kim and Matt Carmody both have Jalen Johnson and Anthony Davis. It's going to be a sad couple of weeks for you guys. I have AD in quite a few teams, so I am sad about that. And Matt asks, would I trade Ayton for Jimmy Butler? Oh, God. Yeah, sure. I know the uncertainty around Jimmy is pretty high. But, I mean, there's uncertainty when it comes to Ayton as well. So I think I'd be okay with that. If you can just throw Jimmy in your IR spot, if that's doable in your league, or have him on your bench putting up zeros for the next 2 weeks. Obviously, the upside for Jimmy is a lot higher than Ayton, I think. I'd be okay with that. I don't want either on my team, but that's fine, I think. ABC, XYZ, Z, ANZ, Z. We say Z. I always get it wrong. Thoughts on Paul George rest of season? Do I think he finishes top 30, and would I try getting him for Vassell or OG? Top 30, maybe. Top 40, probably. I think he's probably a third rounder per game. Total value, probably not. I think moving Vassell or OG for him makes sense in terms of per game value. I think PG is the best of the three. Would I risk it? I don't know if I would, to be honest. Just with this finger thing, we don't know. This could be a week at least, and then it's two games out from the All-Star break. So do they just shut him down until the All-Star break? Do they lose all of those games, and then we're sort of coming back after the All-Star break, and they just decide to shut it down? I think it's risky. If you can't afford to absorb some risk, then I think that's okay. Personally, I think I'd hold Vassell and OG here. Shining Knight, hello. Joseph Kim, where would I value a Kogi with all the Charlotte players being out? If he sticks in Charlotte, I think he's probably someone we roster rest of season. I just don't know. I think when he was moved in that trade, we didn't really see him as a long-term piece for them, but they may just have to because they don't have anyone else. He is a good player. Like, he's a very solid NBA player. He's certainly not elite, but he's a good defender. He's almost like a slightly better version of Josh Green, to be fair. So I think if he sticks in Charlotte, then yes, I think he could have top 80 value, top 100. So probably someone that's rosterable. All right, let's try and do these ones quickly, and then we'll get back to the games. Toby Jovic Struce, which two to hold an open stream spot? So who are we dropping out of Tobias Harris, Nikola Jovic, and Max Struce? I'd hold Jovic, I think. It's probably Struce, I think. I know he's been a bit better lately, but Tobias Harris, I think, just has more upside. Whether he gets there, that's another question. But it's probably Struce. I know I've dropped Struce in a couple of leagues and he's still sitting on waivers, so I'm okay with that. All right, more questions. Actually, let's get back to games very quickly because we need to move through these, and I do need to go to work today as well. Toronto at Washington. Toronto, Grady Dick questionable with an illness. Kelly Olynyk also questionable. Davion Mitchell will continue to start. Not really interested in him. Bruce Brown interests me. He's been playing 25 plus minutes the last week, I want to say. So he has a good fantasy game. So if Bruce Brown's available, maybe give him a look. Chris Boucher, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not the biggest Chris Boucher fan. He can pop off. He does it from time to time. Is it going to happen tonight? Maybe. They play Washington. So more of a flyer. I'd rather Bruce Brown, I think, at this point. For the Wizards, Alex Saar is out, so we roll out Valanciunas against Jakob Poeltl. The concern or the issue is that the Wizards don't really want to be competitive. I was going to say if they want to be competitive, they will probably have to play Valanciunas 30 minutes in this one to match up with the size of Jakob Poeltl, but that's probably not the case. Although, I mean, do Toronto want to win? That's another question we have to ask. So Valanciunas would be worth adding tonight anyway. Keyshawn George, maybe. I'm not that excited about him on an 11-game night. I think there's probably better options. Likewise for Corey Kispert, Bub Carrington, those guys. So, yeah, not a ton here other than Valanciunas, I don't think. Cleveland at Miami. Speaking of Max Strus, he is someone you can stream in tonight, Strus, but like I said, I don't think you have to be holding him. No Darius Garland tonight. This is just rest, I think. I'm pretty sure it's just rest. Yes, it is rest. So Ty Jerome, let's see what he can do as a starter. He's had some really good games and then he's sort of bottomed out as well. So it is going to be risky, but if he starts and plays 30 minutes, he's worth a look tonight. Sam Merrill, if he plays, will have to do a bit more. Could get you some threes. Same with George Niang. For the Heat, Hero, Robinson, Hakez, all available to play. No Jimmy Butler, of course. So Jovic, make sure he's rostered. Highsmith will start, but we're not interested in Highsmith. Duncan Robinson, if you need threes. We know the story here. Hakez is fine. I'd rather Jovic. And I'd rather Hakez over Rozier at this point. Sacramento at Philadelphia. De'Aaron Fox, he'll play. We assume he'll just play as per normal. He's not doing all of the shenanigans that Jimmy Butler is putting the Heat through. He has talked about wanting to be traded, but seems to be somewhat amicable, so I don't really see any impact in terms of his production or fantasy value here. Keon Ellis, stream him in for threes. He played for steals. He played 30 minutes in that last game, but Keegan Murray was in foul trouble. So I don't think it was a trend, but keep an eye on it, of course, because if his minutes do push into the mid to high 20s, he probably becomes a must-roster player. For the Sixers, still without Andre Drummond and Joel Embiid. Paul George, of course, out with the finger. So we had a good look last night at what this rotation is going to probably look like. Caleb Martin is the only difference. If he returns, then that impacts Justin Edwards, Ricky Council. I'd probably still prefer Edwards over Martin. Martin's more of a defensive specialist, so if you just need some steals, you could give him a look tonight. Eric Gordon, I guess if you need threes, they're playing him 30 minutes. He might get you 3 to 4 3-pointers. Ricky Council, I think if Martin is out, then you could give Council a look. If Martin plays, probably not. And just make sure Yabusele is rostered. Deeper leagues, look at that Adem Bona. Chicago at Boston. All right. For the Bulls, Kobe, this is Bulls injury reporting. Kobe White, who was out for a week, is now questionable. Who knows? It's a mystery novel with the Bulls. If Kobe White plays, it takes a little bit of the shine off of Lonzo Ball, off of Ayo Dosunmu, Josh Giddey to some degree as well. There's no Zach LaVine, as we know here. He's out for a few games due to the birth of a child. So Lonzo, I think we're rostering. I'd still be holding Ayo, even if Kobe White plays, because no LaVine means Dosunmu will play 30-plus minutes. Do they bring Patrick Williams back in? He moved to the bench for the last game. No idea what they're going to do here. But I would be holding Dosunmu, Lonzo, Patrick Williams. Nah, I don't think so. For the Celtics, Tatum, Horford, Hauser, all questionable. Derek White returns. Again, we've had such a big sample size of what this rotation looks like. We know exactly who we need to prioritize. If Horford doesn't play, Luke Kornet is our streamer. If Sam Hauser doesn't play, it just gives more to Peyton Pritchard, really. It doesn't sort of boost anyone up to be a someone we could look at. It's just more for the other guys. So Kornet is really the only question mark here for me. If Tatum is out, that does make a difference because he is obviously a very high usage player. Jaylen Brown would do a ton. Porzingis will do more. Pritchard, again, would benefit. Sam Hauser, if he plays, would benefit. But we're not getting to a point here where we're looking at Drew Peterson or Jordan Walsh or Jaden Springer, I don't think. They'd need the whole starting five out for that to be the case. Denver at New York. The Nuggets are healthy, so Aaron Gordon, limited minutes. He's a hold if you can, but this minutes restriction, I think he's going to stick around until after the All-Star break. So he is very low volume at the moment, but projected to be better once we hit a certain point, whatever that point is. Christian Brown has been very good of late, scoring the ball. It's going to cool off, so be ready. Whether it comes tonight, I don't know, but we saw the drop-off earlier in the season. It will come again. He is not this good a shooter. But hold. We obviously hold. For the Knicks, Josh Hart, questionable. He's been questionable for the last two games with this knee issue. As we know with the Knicks, they tend to play their guys. So if he plays, not really a lot to talk about. If he doesn't play, McBride would be our preferred target there, I think. Dallas at New Orleans. Let me just shuffle that up a bit. There we go. That's better. For the Mavericks, Najee Marshall is questionable to return. That's good. This has been an illness that he's been dealing with it for quite a while, though, so conditioning might be an issue here. I don't know whether he starts eventually. Luka is slated to come back in the next few games. We don't know if it's before the All-Star break. They have talked about it being before the All-Star break. I'm not sure why they would do that. So Najee Marshall is probably someone we need to roster, but I wouldn't expect too much tonight. Quentin Grimes, a little bit the same. He's probably okay to have on your roster, but I don't know. He's been a little bit underwhelming. Klay Thompson had that really nice first quarter in the game two nights ago. Maybe he's back. I don't know. He's probably still on a minutes restriction. 24, I think, was the last game. So we would assume around that range again if you need threes. And injury news, which it doesn't really impact anything, but Dante Exum is doubtful. So that means he is getting closer to a return. I don't think he's going to be... The ramp up will limit what he can do, but we did see last year that he played a pretty key role for this team at times throughout the season. His availability in a month will really limit Dinwiddie and Quentin Grimes, Jaden Hardy, because he's just another guard and he can play as a sort of a makeshift forward as well. He has the size to do that. So, yeah, nothing from a fantasy perspective right now, but it is good to see him back at least on the cusp of returning. For the Pelicans, DeJounte Murray, he was questionable. He will play. So with Murray, McCollum, Trey Murphy, Zion, and Misi all healthy, it remains Brandon Ingram and Herb Jones as the two, I guess, main names that are sitting on the sideline. Jordan Hawkins is also out. So Jose Alvarado, if you need some steals and threes. Brandon Boston, I mean, he had his time. I do like him, but they've got Javonte Green there. They're happy running out some Jeremiah Robinson Earl. So I think Alvarado is really the only guy we're looking at here. All right, Clippers at San Antonio. Right, Clippers. Chris Dunn remains out. Derek Jones has been playing well as a starter. He's okay. He isn't a must roster, but he's fine to have in 12-team leagues, I think. I'd much rather have him over Amir Coffey, Kevin Porter, Terrence Mann, Nick Batum. And not much else. Hopefully Kawhi's minutes can continue to trend up. He looked really good in that last game. So, yeah, fingers crossed the trajectory sticks. For the Spurs, also relatively healthy. Steph Castle has been starting over Jeremy Sochan. Sochan was coming back from that back injury. He will move back into the starting lineup at some point, I assume. Whether that's tonight, I don't know. So just hold Castle for now and see what happens. Sochan, we also need to hold. I know he was pretty ordinary in that second game in Paris, but he will trend up and they like him, so the minutes will increase. Not really looking at Keldon Johnson or any of those guys there. Obviously, the rumours of the trade, De'Aaron Fox coming in, but it's all hypothetical at this point. We don't know who would be going back. Would anyone else be coming with De'Aaron Fox? That seems unlikely. So there could be some value shifts here coming in the next couple of weeks, but we don't know what that looks like at all at this point. Minnesota at Phoenix. No Dante DiVincenzo, as we know. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, who injured his leg in that last game, he is off the injury report. But Rob Dillingham has been added to the injury report, as has Naz Reid. The Dillingham-Alexander-Walker thing doesn't really move the needle too much. Conley will start. He's worth rostering. He's very unappealing at this point of his career. But if you need assists and steals, he's okay. Jaden McDaniels, make sure he's not floating around. Alexander Walker in deeper leagues, he'll get minutes. Maybe he can do something tonight. The interesting one, obviously, is Naz Reid. If Naz Reid doesn't play, Gobert will have to play more. And then they may look at Luka Garza. No, I don't really see anyone stepping in and playing enough to be rostered here. Hopefully, it just means Rudy Gobert can have another strong performance. For the Suns, Tyus Jones, he's held. I mean, I don't think he's a hold, but I'm pretty sure he is held in most leagues. If you need steals and assists, more so assists. His steal numbers actually haven't been that good this year. Ryan Dunn is questionable to return from his ankle injury. If he's available, he had been starting, so we would assume he would just continue to start, which would move Royce O'Neal to the bench. Kevin Durant is also questionable, so if he misses time, we are grabbing Royce O'Neal. We are grabbing Grayson Allen. They're the two, I think. It's not going to impact Nurkic. He's not sort of magically going to come back into the rotation, so O'Neal and Grayson Allen would be my targets there. And the last game, yes, the last game of the night, the Thunder at Golden State. For the Thunder, Lou Dort cleared to play. His injury was never anything serious. So Shea, Kaysen Wallace, Jalen Williams, Isaiah Hartenstein, all players we need to roster, I think. Lou Dort, Alex Caruso, Aaron Wiggins, Isaiah Joe are our streamers, depending on what you need. For the Warriors, Steph Curry, questionable. He was out yesterday with knee, they called it maintenance management. The fact he's questionable again is not great. Let's assume he plays at this point. It will be interesting to see what the Warriors do here moving forward. Is their mindset that they need to win and win now, because they probably do, to take advantage of Steph, but they can't do it with this roster. So there would have to be moves coming. Or do they just say, okay, we're going to make some moves in the offseason. We're going to not rest Steph, but almost put him in cotton wool for the rest of the season so we can try and get a really good 2025-26 season out of him. So, yeah, if you have Steph on your roster, it's something to monitor. I don't think they shut him down, but just something to keep an eye on. Buddy Hield, no. Moses Moody, no, I don't think so. Trace Jackson-Davis, he's probably playing the fewest minutes as a starter in the league at the moment, so I don't think we need to roster him. Pajemski has been playing well, so I would consider him. Dennis Schroeder was very good last night. Not a must roster player, can be streamed tonight and then dropped if Steph is back and Schroeder does nothing. So plenty of streaming targets. Whether you have space on your roster, that is another question and one that I can't answer. Let's have a look at some the final questions here. Here we go. We did that one. All right, we'll start with this one with Shining Knight. Had to drop Jalen Johnson. Yes, that is a sad face emoji is the correct one there. Picked up Sohan, but Suggs, Brown, Veet, all available on waivers. Is Sohan the best pickup or would one of the others be better? It wouldn't be Brown, so it's not Brown. I don't think it's Veet, so it'd be Suggs or Sohan for me. So it probably comes down to stats a little bit. If you need assists and steals, I would go Suggs and threes. If you need a little bit more across the board, rebounds specifically, I'd go Sohan. I think Suggs is probably the better player if we're looking at pure rank. I think he's probably top 50 maybe if he plays well and stays healthy. Sohan is more like a top 100, top 80. But again, comes down to stats, I think, a little bit. Oh, Jovic also available. No, I'd still go Suggs and Suggs or Sohan. Jay Sizzle, what do I think of Cam Johnson's rest of season outlook? Is he a lock to get traded? He's pretty close, I think, to a lock. What is his outlook? Look, it depends where he's traded to. I don't think anyone's bringing him in to play him 20 minutes off the bench. If anyone's trading for him, because he has a sizable contract, I think you're bringing him in to play either as a starter or as a sixth man. So I think he plays 26-plus minutes rest of season. He won't be as good as he's been in Brooklyn, but I think he could still be top 100, top 80. So he would be someone I'd be holding on to. Shining Knight is punting threes. Yes, that probably gives a bit of a boost to Sohan. Suggs is not a high-volume three-point shooter, though. He is really steals and some assists. But maybe it is Sohan if you're just looking for across the board. But do remember that he's on a bit of a minutes restriction at the moment. Team head-to-head punting free throws, punting threes, need points, blocks, threes. Don't really have a premium shot blocker aside from Goga. Is this that same team? None of those guys are shot blockers really. Points, blocks, punting threes, but you need threes. Yeah, I'd still go Sohan, I think. But Suggs, as I said, probably the better player in terms of value, rank, that sort of thing. Brian has a question. Who do I drop, Misi or Nick Smith, to pick up Io? Stats, I think. I mean, Misi and Nick Smith are the complete opposite. So do you need blocks? If you don't need blocks, I'd drop Misi. Nick Smith, I think we talked about this again on the Roto World Show. Gee, they're getting a plug, aren't they? On the Roto World Show, we talked about both of these players, actually. And we compared, who did we compare Nick Smith to? We were talking about Nick Smith or we were doing sort of some, was it rookie? Hang on. Give me 10 seconds. Oh, I probably deleted the email, didn't I? Let me find my trash. Rafael Johnson. Here we go. So we talked about, I was down towards the back end of the show. Okay, so we talked about trade deadline stash battles, and we talked about Nick Smith Jr. or Keyshawn George. I know he's not in this question. We all went with Nick Smith. Just because we haven't really had a good look at what he can do. Vasily Micic is not good. LaMelo Ball is already sort of in and out and injured a little bit. They're showing signs of shutting down with Mark Williams out today for no real reason. So I like Nick Smith. He will be inconsistent. Misi, we talked about Misi and Klingon, and we all went Klingon over Misi. So, and that was because we have seen what Misi can do. He's played started minutes. And if the Pelicans continue to get healthy, his role is going to continue to sort of reduce. I think in the last game, he didn't even take a shot. So I would probably go, if we're just looking at who do I prefer rest of season, I probably prefer Nick Smith. But this is obviously Io, you're picking up Io, who is a guard. So if it's just replacing guard for replacing a guard with a better guard, then I would drop Nick Smith. I hope that makes sense. Okay, so Shining Knight can afford to let Sohan ramp up. Okay, if you're second. Yeah, that's fine then. Jared Colpin, are we streaming Io tonight? Yeah, I think so. Yep. With no Zach LaVine. Where's Chicago? They were up the top, weren't they, somewhere? Or maybe they weren't, sort of in the middle. Yes, with no Zach LaVine, he should play 30-plus minutes. If Kobe White is out, which I assume he will be, a bone bruise doesn't just heal in a day. If Kobe White is out, then absolutely we have to have Io Desunmu. They do play Boston, remember that. But yes, I do think Io is worth streaming in tonight and potentially for more than tonight. 12-team points league. This is from Wicked Prince. 12-team points league you have this week in hand. Thoughts on stashing Keon Ellis before the deadline? I think if you can, you could. The Fox stuff, we sort of touched on this very briefly. We don't know who's going and who's moving. And if Fox goes, who comes back? If they, and this would depend on what are the Kings, how do they view themselves? Do they think they're contenders? Because if that's the case, they will try to get pieces back rather than draft picks and things and young pieces. They will be looking for players that can contribute now, which would mean that maybe Keon Ellis doesn't step into a larger role. But on the surface, if Fox goes and they get some picks back or some young pieces, then Malik Monk will play point guard and Keon Ellis would come in as the two guard. That would be the simple answer, at which point, yes, Keon Ellis would be a rosterable player. So I think if you can stash him, points league, he doesn't have as much value because his value is tied into steals. But yeah, if you want to stash him, I think you could certainly do that, especially if you can afford to, because he is playing. It's not like he's doing nothing. He will play 20 minutes and he will potentially get you two steals, two threes. So yes, I think that's fine. All right, that's all of the questions, all of the games. Time for me to head out. I will be back with a post-game show later later today, depending on where you are. Thanks for listening. If you're watching or listening after the fact, please go and download and like anything that we ask. The Trade Deadline Show next week. We're all a bit over a week away. Dan and I go and find the link on X, on Blue Sky, and go and thumb that thing up. For Dan, he loves thumbs up. And I'll be back. So thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pregame show. Until next time, catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.